Before you listen to the sermon, read 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, to have a clear understanding of what this chapter is talking about,
we need
to read this letter as the Corinthians would have read it.
باید این نامه رو جوری بخونیم که قرنتیان مردم قرنتوس اون زمان خوندن.
And that I mean in its context.
حقیقت در مورد چی بوده؟
Of course I know we're going through the book of Corinthians, so we are kind of know the context now.
کتاب قرنتیان رو داریم میخونیم و کل داستان دستمون در
هست. Even in a week or a couple of weeks we can forget we're talking about in the previous chapters.
بعد خیلی راحت میتونیم فراموش کنیم چیزهای مهم در کلام دیگه.
And this is a chapter that some of the verses are used to support a wrong doctrine. So, and that will happen if you do not look at the context. And you ignore what the rest of the Bible says about the subject we're going to talk about. Now, there's something that's been coming up over the last chapters that will come up here again. Go to 1 Corinthians 1 and read verse 12. Now, this I say, that every one of you said, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas, and I am of Christ.
قرض این که هر یکی از شما رو میگوید که من از پولس هستم و من از آپولوس و من از کیفا و من از مسیح.
Yeah, but what's the problem here?
مشکل چی بود؟
Yeah, they were creating division in the church.
جدایی تو کلیسای جدا
بود. By having these different groups.
با این گروه‌های متفاوت.
That were identifying with a man.
هر کسی میگفتم مال چی کسی.
Yeah, they were lifting up men. Hey, I'm of Paul.
I'm of Apollos. من آپولوسم.
Yeah, I'm of Cephas.
من مال سیفوسم.
Which is Peter.
که پتروس هست.
And that's of course wrong.
Yeah,
it's fine to have some heroes in the faith.
خوبه در ایمان یه سری اسطوره داشته باشیم که بخوام نمونه زندگیمون باشه.
Don't lift them up too high.
اما هیچ وقت اسطوره هامون رو خدا نکنیم و زیاد بالا نبریم.
Yeah, we really are in Christ. That's what
we are. در مسیح هستیم. مسیحه که مهمه.
Now go to 1 Corinthians 3.
اول قرنتیان فصل 3.
Verse 5.
آیه 5 رو بخونیم.
Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?
پس کیست پولس و کیست آپولوس؟ جز خادمانی که به واسطه ایشان ایمان آورید و چنان که خداوند به هر کس داد.
Yeah, and we looked at this and we saw that this whole thing of going after a man.
که همش در مورد رفتن دنبال یک انسانه.
It's carnal. It's after the flesh.
دنبال جسمه و جسمانی است.
Yeah, and Paul says, hey, we're just ministers by whom you believed.
خداوند میگه اون کسی که ایمان آورد یه خادم فقط بوده برای تو.
Now read the last verses of 1 Corinthians 3, verses 22 and 23. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours and ye are Christ and Christ is God's.
خواه پولس، خواه آپولوس، خواه کیفا، خواه دنیا، خواه زندگی، خواه مرگ و خواه چیزهای حال، خواه چیزهای آینده، همه از آن شماست و شما از مسیح و مسیح از خدا می باشد.
Yeah, again, Paul is communicating. It's not so important if you're a Paul or Apollos or Cephas. In the end, we all end up being Christ and being God's. Now, with that in mind, let's continue reading, and that's next verse is 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Now, who's the us here being referred to? Yeah, who are these ministers of Christ?
It's all the prophets. Apostles, I mean.
No, it's actually pointing back exactly to the one he was pointing at. And of course, yes, there are apostles, but specifically Paul, Apollos, and Cephas. Yeah, the ministers by whom they believed.
Now,
this is going to be a more important further on in the chapter.
Yeah,
so Paul is talking from the perspective of himself with Apollos and Cephas.
خودش رو با پولس و سیفاس
میگه. Yeah, we say are all ministers.
هممون خادمیم. همه مبشرین.
Now, what is a minister?
خادمیم یعنی چی؟ مبشرین یعنی چی؟ The one who served the Lord.
Like, yeah, a servant. Exactly, a servant.
They were
servants.
خدمتکار خداوند.
Somebody who just ministry serves.
کسی کاری که میکنه خدمت میکنه به خداوند.
Yeah, so Paul, Apollos and Cephas were just servants.
پولس، اپولوس و اونا همشون خدمتکارن.
And of course, good examples to follow for us. We are also to be servants to other people.
این نمونه خوبی هم داشتن اینه که ما هم خادمین خدا دیگران هستیم.
Of course, we saw the same for Jesus. Jesus set the same example.
ما همینو دیدیم و یک نمونه ای رو برامون نشاره کرد.
Yeah, so they are ministers, servants.
خادمین خداوندند، خدمتکار خداوند.
And it says they are stewards of the mysteries of God.
و اونها در کلام خداوند
مباشر
اسرار خداوند.
So what is a steward?
مباشر.
What is a steward?
Where is it? It doesn't use that word.
Stewards of the mysteries of God.
مباشرین یعنی چی؟
Yeah. Now, what is a steward? Somebody is receiving something in his hands that he has to put to good use and to take care of.
کسی است که چیز رو به دستش گرفته و باید ازش درست استفاده کنه. It doesn't really say that in Farsi.
Go to 1 Corinthians 2:7.
اول قرنتیان 2:7 رو باز کن.
Let's see what this mystery of God is.
بلکه حکمت خدا را در رازی بیان می‌کنیم، یعنی آن حکمت مخفی را که خدا پیش از زمان برای جلال ما مقدر
کرد. Yeah, so we are to be good stewards of the wisdom of God.
Still doesn't use that word.
Okay, translate it because that's what belongs to says. Hey.
None of it used that. میگه بلکه ما حکمتان خداوند هستیم.
Yeah, we have received knowledge.
That رو به دست آوردیم. اطلاعات رو به دست آوردیم.
That we are to share.
که اومدیم که
that we are to put to use.
که ما اومدیم که درست استفاده کنیم.
Yeah, by sharing the gospel.
با دانستن انجیل.
Yeah, by explaining the things of God to those who are babes in Christ.
که در حقیقت باز کردن جزئیات خداوند برای کسانی که نوزاد
هستند.
در آیه 2 رو نگاه کنیم.
علاوه بر این در مباشر لازم است شخصی امین باشد.
Here it says that if you are to be a steward, if you are to be that person that shares the gospel.
اگر میخواین شما اون مباشر باشین،
that shares the truth.
حقیقت رو بگی.
Yeah, you need to be found faithful.
باید امین باشید.
Yeah, you have a desire to serve God.
میخواین به خدا خدمت کنید.
You have to desire to do great things for God.
میخواین کارهای بزرگی برای خداوند انجام بدید.
You need to be found faithful.
باید وفادار باشید اول.
Yeah, and of course, faithful can mean that you're full of faith.
وفادار بودن، امین بودن. It doesn't mean the same first thing.
Okay, I can also mean that you're a person who can be trusted, be put faith in.
در حقیقت امین بودن هم امین بودنه، همین که میشه به شما اعتماد کرد، اعتماد قابل اعتماد هست.
Yeah, who others and God can put their faith in.
کسایی که میتونن و به خدا و شما میتونین اعتمادتون رو برای شما بذارن. در حقیقت شما امین هستین.
Yeah, if you want to be trusted with more responsibility.
اگر میخواین مسئولیت‌های بزرگتر به شما داده شه.
With more wisdom of God.
حکمت بیشتری از خداوند داشته باشید.
You need to be faithful with what you already have been given.
امین باشین به اون چیزی که خداوند امروز بهتون داده که فردا بیشتر بهتون بده.
Yeah, same holds for other areas.
و این موضوع برای خیلی موضوعهای دیگه هم هست.
Why does God doesn't bless my finances?
چرا خداوند به وضعیت اقتصادی من برکت نمیده؟ به پول بیشتری نیاز دارم.
Okay, are you faithful to what you have?
امین باش به اونی که داری.
Yeah, do you give the tithe?
دهیه‌ت رو بده.
Yeah, which God says is His.
که خداوند گفته مال اوست.
Or God, I want to understand the deep things of Your Word.
میخوام کلامت رو عمیق یاد بگیرم، عمق کلامت رو یاد بگیرم.
Okay, are you doing something with what you already know?
آیا اونی که میدونی امروز ازش رو استفاده کردی؟
Putting that word that you know in practice.
آیا اون کلامی رو که میدونی استفاده
کردی؟ Remember last week we talked about that it's those who are doers of the word.
اونا که انجام دهنده
that will grow in the wisdom
of the word. حکمت خداوند رشد میکنه.
Yeah, so being a minister of God, a steward of God,
خادم خداوند بودن و امین کلام خداوند بودن
requires that you are already found faithful.
پس اول باید به تو اطمینان بشه تا بعد اون امانت داده شه.
Yeah, for the man, if you desire the office of a bishop or a pastor,
برای آقایون اگر ته قلبتونه که شبان کلیسا باشید،
you need to be found faithful already.
شیخ کلیسا بشید، پس امروز باید امین باشید.
Yeah, found faithful coming to church. Found faithful.
با وفاداری کلیسا بیاید.
Joining the soul.
و وفاداری برای بشارت شرکت کنی.
And of course qualify for the other things that are.
و بعد از اونه که میتونی صفاتهای دیگر رو به دست بیاری که بشارت.
If you need to be pushed to reach your Bible every day.
اگر یه نفر باید به اجبار تو رو وادار کنه که کلام.
You have something to work on. You need to be faithful in these things.
باید وفادار باشی در مورد اون چیزها.
After somebody is found faithful, they're given more further responsibilities.
وفاداریش اعلام شد، مسئولیت بیشتر.
So Paul is talking about himself. Apollos and Cephas.
یک در مورد خودش صحبت میکنه.
They are faithful ministers.
اپولوس و فیسوس.
Stewards of the mystery of God.
خادم بزرگ و امین خداوند بودن.
Now here's where it becomes important that we realize the context. Otherwise you're going to get confused. Read the next two verses in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4.
آیه 3 و 4 رو با هم بخونید.
Chapter
4.
اما برای قضاوت شما یا قضاوت انسانی موضوعی کم اهمیت است، بلکه بر خود نیز قضاوت نمی کنم، زیرا که علیه خود چیزی نمی بینم، اما از این عادل شمرده نمی شوم، بلکه قضاوت کننده من خداوند است.
Now, the topic we're going to talk about here is judging.
موضوعی که در موردش
داریم صحبت می‌کنیم قضاوت. Should we judge ourselves?
آیا باید خودمون رو قضاوت کنیم یا نکنیم؟
Now, it says in 1 Corinthians 4, I judge not mine own self. That's what Paul says. Now, go to 1 Corinthians 11.
Now,
read verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So here Paul is telling, hey, judge yourselves. Now, what was the issue in 1 Corinthians 11?
Yeah.
People in sin, taking communion,
دارن نشای ربانی میخورن.
Yes, Paul tells them, hey, you need to look at your own life.
اول زندگی خودتو قضاوت کن.
You need to judge yourself.
اول به خودت قضاوت کن.
In regards to the sins in your life.
ببین گناهات کجاست.
And that's something that we are to do.
و باید این کار انجام بدیم.
So what then is 1 Corinthians 4 talking about?
فصل 4 در مورد چی داره حرف میزنه؟ که اینجا پولس میگه
I judge not my own self.
بلکه قضاوت کننده من خداست، بر خود نیز قضاوت نمیکنم.
What is the context?
موضوعمون در مورد چیه فصل 4؟
Yeah, Paulus, Cephas.
اپولوس، سیفوس.
Yeah, they're ministers.
خادمین و مبشرین خدا.
And they've been put on a pedestal.
و اونا مردم اونها رو بت کردن و بالا بردن.
As these great men that were followed.
که این آدمای بزرگشون کردن که همه دنبالشون برن.
Yeah, I'm of Apollos, I'm a Paul, I'm a Cephas.
من مال اپولوسم، من مال سیفوسم.
And it had resulted in these different groups.
بعد نتیجه این گروه‌های متفاوت شده.
They're looking at them, hey, this is the right guy, this is the better guy.
اون یکی بهتره، یکی بهتر بالاتره.
Yeah, what were the Corinthians doing? They were looking at who was best.
اونا دنبال بهترین رسولان می‌گشتن.
They were judging these leaders.
قضاوت می‌کردن رهبرانشون.
Not on how bad they were.
نه اینکه کی خوبه کی بده.
But who was the better teacher? Who was the one who was best?
بهتر شده، بزرگتر شده.
Now here's what Paul says.
پولس میگه.
Yeah, all this is very, a very small thing for me that you are judging me.
داری به من قضاوت میکنی، برام خیلی کوچیکه، برام اهمیت نداره.
Yeah, it's kind of irrelevant.
برای من مهم
نیست. What you think of me in that sense?
من کمم یا بزرگم.
And he says, I'm not even judging myself in this regard.
حتی خودم در مورد این موضوع قضاوت نمیکنم. برام مهم نیست کدوم سطحی است.
Towards his sin?
در مورد گناهش میگه.
No, because he already said, hey, you need to judge ourselves.
خودمون رو باید در مورد گناهمون قضاوت کنیم.
On how good he is, how good he is doing as a minister of Christ, as a steward of the mysteries of God.
خداوند و رازهای خداوند. منو خودم رو با دیگر رسولان مقایسه نمیکنم.
Who am I to boast?
من کیم که غرور داشته باشم که من بهتر از فلانی ام؟
In the things that are not of me anyway.
من کیم که بگم اونایی که از من نیست.
Yeah, what I know is not my wisdom, it's God's wisdom. I'm just a steward, I'm just putting it forward.
امین خداوندم که به من داده شده امانت که من به قدم
بندازم. I'm just a servant.
من فقط امانت دارم، من فقط خادمم، خدمتکارم.
First four says, for I know nothing by myself.
زیرا که علیه خود چیزی نمیبینم.
Yeah, Paul says, I don't know how am I doing before God. I have no clue how well I'm doing.
نمیدونم چقدر خوبم، چقدر
بدم. In the end it will be clear. In the end I will see.
Yeah,
the one who judges me in the end will be God.
خداوند و میدونه من کجا.
Yeah, and he will determine.
او صادقانه به
من میگه. Well, I did as a minister.
من چجوری بودم و امروز کجام.
And if you remember what did we also talk about in chapter 3?
چی صحبت کردیم فصل 3 اول قرنتیان؟
The works.
اعمالمون.
Yeah, they were tested.
اعمالمون
Some having gold, silver, precious stones.
داریم سنگ گران قیمت با.
And others had wood, hay.
و بقیه چوب و
that will burn up.
علف و کاه داریم.
Yeah, the judging that has taken place here.
قضاوت خداوند روی اونها قرار میگیره.
Is how well they were doing. How good. How
کارهامون چقدر.
How good of a Christian is this person.
مسیحیت و خدمتهاش خوب و بد بودنش رو قضاوت کرده.
That the context actually matters.
پس موضوع مهمه که در مورد کارش صحبت میکنه، نه در مورد گناهش.
Now the next verse is the verse that normally is taken out of context. It's normally used.
ازش سوء استفاده میشه و از موضوع برداشته میشه آیه بعد.
As a proof to say, oh, we should never judge.
که به این معنیه که هیچ وقت نباید هیچ کس رو قضاوت کنه.
Read first Corinthians 4 verse 5.
آیه 5 رو بخونید. 4 5.
پس پیش از وقت به چیزی قضاوت خداوند بیاید که پنهانی‌های تاریکی را روشن خواهد کرد و نیت‌های دل‌ها را آشکار خواهد ساخت. آنگاه تمجید هر کس از خدا خواهد.
Now, if you would isolate this verse,
again in آیه رو سوا استفاده کنید.
Yeah, from the rest of the chapter and actually the whole Bible.
از کل بیرون درش بیاری.
You can turn this into a doctrine
where
it says, oh, we should never judge anybody.
پس هیچ وقت کسی را قضاوت نکنید.
It says in the beginning, therefore judge nothing before the time.
پیش از وقت به چیزی قضاوت نکنید.
See, we are not a judge.
پس نباید قضاوت کنیم. هیچ کس و هیچ کس.
And go to Matthew 7, because that's the other verse they will pull with it.
یه آیه دیگه هم هست که میارن و میگن قضاوت نکنید.
Matthew 7, verse 1.
آیه 1.
Judge not that you be not judged.
داوری نکنید تا بر شما داوری نشود.
Yep, and here you have a false doctrine created based on these two verses.
این دو تا آیه رو برمی‌دارن، درس غلطی رو به هممون میدن.
Taking two verses out of its context.
دو تا آیه رو از موضوع اصلی خارج کردن.
And it's believed by countless of Christians.
خیلی از مسیحیان اعتقاد دارن که نباید قضاوت
کنن. It's even a doctrine that unbelievers will throw at you.
که حتی غیر ایمانداران
هم. They will say, "Oh, your Bible says you shouldn't judge me."
قضاوت نکنید برا.
No, not my Bible.
My
Bible has something.
کتاب مقدس برعکس میگه.
It has something that has something to say about judging.
بلکه میگه قضاوت کنید.
Let's look at them both. What's the point that Matthew 7 actually? Just continue reading.
ادامه بدین.
Read Matthew 7 and read 2 till 5.
2 تا 5 رو بخونید. 7 2 تا 5.
داوری مکنید تا بر شما داوری نشود. زیرا بدان طریقی که داوری کنید بر شما نیز داوری خواهد شد و بدان پیمانه‌ای که پیمایی برای شما خواهند پیمود. و چون است که خس را در چشم برادر خود می‌بینی و چوبی را که در چشم خود داری نمی‌یابی، یا چگونه به برادر خود میگویی بگذار تا خس را از چشمت بیرون کنم و اینک چوب در چشم تو است. ای ریاکار، اول چوب را از چشم خود بیرون کن، آنگاه نیک خواهی یافت تا خس را از چشم برادرت بیرون کنی.
Yeah, so what is this teaching here? Is this contradicting that we should not judge, but that we should judge as in other places? And the answer is no. It just tells you not to be a hypocrite when you judge.
وقتی قضاوت میکنی در حقیقت متظاهر نباش.
It's like don't go out confronting somebody with their sin.
نرو به یکی بگو گناهت اینه.
Yeah, when you do the same things.
خودت هم تو خونه همون کارو میکنی.
Yeah, remove the beam first from your own eye.
مشکل خودت حل کن.
Before you remove the, you're able to remove and see clearly enough the mote from your brother's eye.
بری اون کاه رو از چشم برادرت دراری. اون خس رو از چشم برادرت دراری.
Yeah. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians 4.
اول قرنتیان فصل 4 رو باز کنیم.
I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 2 by the way. Yeah, but why is this verse what they're using here to prove that we cannot judge, we should never judge? Why is it actually a really stupid place to go? Now, the reason is because the book of 1 Corinthians is the book that more than any other book in the New Testament and I believe even in the Bible brings up the topic of judging.
در حقیقت قضاوت تحصیل کردن از اول
آخرش. And it shows you that how blind certain people are who make these doctrines.
کسایی که درس‌ها رو میخونن اصلا چقدر کوتاه‌بینن.
And it also shows you how many people and Christians are.
می‌بینیم که چقدر از ایمانداران و مسیحیان
are simple.
چقدر ساده.
Are babes in Christ.
چقدر نوزادن در مسیح.
And how easily they receive because they do not know what the Bible says.
گول می‌خورن چون کل کتابو نمی‌دونن، بلد نیستن کتاب مقدس در مورد چیه.
Now we just read already from 1 Corinthians 11.
اول قرنتیان فصل 11 رو خوندم براتون.
Yeah, where Paul says, "Hey, judge yourselves."
خودتون
in regards to sin.
در مورد گناه.
But here's some more.
یه موضوع دیگه.
I'll give them all from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. Oops. I thought we were not to judge anything. Yeah, it turns out that he that is spiritual judges all things. Go to 1 Corinthians 5. Read verse 12.
زیرا مرا چه کار است که بر آنانی که خارجان داوری کنم؟ آیا شما بر اهل داخل داوری نمی کنید؟
Yeah, so Paul here tells specifically, hey, we don't go out judging the people in the world. Yet we are to judge those who are part of the local church. Yeah, and of course, this passage is, we're going to look at it next week. This passage is dealing with somebody, a fornicator.
این موضوع در مورد کسی که زناکار
somebody who was having his father's wife
که با زن پدرش ازدواج کرده
and nothing has done about it in the church
و تو کلیساش کاری براش نمی‌کنه
and Paul's telling them hey you need to pass judgment on this guy
و میگه قضاوتش کنی داوری باید بکنی
it should not be allowed to go on
نباید اجازه بدین این فرد اینجوری ادامه بده به زندگی
go to 1 Corinthians 6
اول قرنتیان فصل 6 رو
read verses 2 to 4
دو تا 4 رو بخونید
آیا یا فصل 6 2 تا 4 یا نمیدانه که مقدسان دنیا را داوری خواهند کرد و اگر دنیا از شما حکم یابد آیا شما شایسته قضاوت کوچکترین موضوعات نیستید؟ آیا نمیدانید که فرشتگان را داوری خواهیم کرد تا چه رسد به امور روزگار؟ پس اگر در موضوعات روزگار دادرسی دارید آیا آنانی را که در کلیسا حقیر شمرده میشوند نمیشناسید؟
می نشانید. You know, we'll look at in two weeks at this. What's the issue here in this passage?
It's
about conflicts between two Christians. And they're unable to deal with it themselves. They want to go to court. And he says, hey, you should be ashamed of yourselves that nobody's able to deal with this among you. That nobody's able to pass judgment to judge. Yeah, should we be judging? Yes, of course we should. The Bible tells us over and over again. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 15. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. Paul says, hey, you need to judge my words. Listen to them, consider them, think about them. Yeah? 1 Corinthians 14:29. Let a prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. Yeah, there's a lot of judging going on only already in the 1 Corinthians the book of 1 Corinthians yeah so if you're coming up in a doctrine like this I don't know how you can read through the book of 1 Corinthians
that you
cannot judge somehow how on earth do you do this because verse after verse it says hey we are to judge if you didn't know this let it be a lesson of Bible reading yeah you need to look at the context to figure out what the meaning is of a verse
Yeah,
you can't just take out one verse and then have an interpretation that is separate from the rest of the Bible. Yep. Read the whole chapter. Read the whole Bible. Yeah, you simply cannot come up in a verse that contradicts other verses. It means something goes wrong. Somewhere is interpretation going wrong. Yeah, because the Bible doesn't contradict itself. Yeah, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. There is actually a right doctrine. We can arrive to the truth. Because we have the word of truth. Yeah, and we have the Holy Spirit living in us who leads us into all truth.
Yeah,
that is something as absolute truth, absolute wisdom of God.
Yeah.
But it takes an effort from us. To read, to study.
Yeah,
to come to church, listen to the teaching.
Yeah,
read afterwards.
Yeah.
And not just believe anything what people say. Yeah, last Sunday we went out soul winning and we had this Pakistani guy. And at a certain point he started, yeah, your Bible says that Ahmed does this or that. And our response directly was like, no, that's not in the Bible. That's a lie. How do we know? Because we know what the Bible says. Yeah, he has no clue what the Bible says. And of course, if you would say to him, show me, he cannot find it. And the next response will be, your Bible is corrupted. Yeah, that's most of the default way that these things go.
Yeah,
clearly, he is one who is simple. simple in just believing anything
is Imams are saying.
Now we as Christians should study the Bible for ourselves and to see if these things are true. Yeah, come to church, make notes. And then at home, you read these Bible verses that I gave you. You're going to see if I took them not out of context or not, if they're rightly used. Yeah, hopefully you already know some of the context because you have been reading it anyway. Yeah, but we shouldn't be simple and easily deceived like that. Go back to 1 Corinthians.
And,
5 again. Read 5 again. I'm not finished with 5.
پس پیش از وقت به چیزی قضاوت مکنید تا خداوند بیاید که پنهانی‌های تاریکی را روشن خواهد کرد. نیت‌های دل‌ها را آشکار خواهد ساخت. و تمجید هر کس از خدا خواهد.
Yeah, so who's in the end gonna judge us? Who's gonna test us?
Yeah,
test our works. Of course, that's God. Yeah, because God knows the motivations of the heart.
Yeah?
For him, it's nothing hidden.
Because
we can look at people today and say, wow, this person must earn a lot of rewards.
Wow, فلانی حتماً هدایای زیادی داره. ببین چه کارهایی برای خداوند داره انجام میده.
This is one of the top Christians.
این مسیحی از همه بزرگتر است. همه بالاتره. اما تو نمی‌دونی.
You can't look in their hearts.
چون قلبشو خبر نداره.
Maybe a lot of what they're just doing because they want the praise of men.
شاید اکثر کارهایی که میکنه برای جلال دادن نام خودشه.
Matthew 6:5.
متی فصل 6 آیه 5.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men, and verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
بچون عبادت کنی مانند ریاکاران مباش. زیرا خوش دارند در کنیسه ها و گوشه های کوچه ها ایستاده دعا کنند تا مردم ایشان را ببینند. هر آینه به شما میگویم اجر خود را تحصیل می‌کنید.
You go around showing off and telling everybody how big you are.
آه ببین من چقدر بزرگم. چه کارهای بزرگی می‌کنم.
بزرگم. You're going
to lose your rewards.
Yeah, you will have your reward on this earth.
پاداشتون رو این دنیا از دست دادید.
It's much better to have rewards for eternity.
پاداشتون رو تو این دنیا به دست آوردید. به جای اینکه پاداشتون رو در اون بر بگیرید. به جای اینکه این پاداش رو توی این جلال دنیوی داشته باشیم، دنبال پاداش بهتر آینده باشیم.
When you serve God, when
وقتی به خدا خدمت می‌کنیم، وقتی کاری رو برای خداوند انجام میدیم اعلام نکنیم به همه. بذارید خود مردم نذارید مردم بخوان شما رو جلال بدن. بلکه خداوند قاضی شما باشه. خداوند باشه که زندگیتون رو بدون چه جوری زندگی
میکنید.
کارهای ما رو اون آزمایش کنه و کارهای ما رو او ببینه و پاداشش اون جوری که هست بده.
And we should not be too concerned about what people say.
نباید نگران این باشیم که بقیه چی میگن.
We should not even spend too much time ourselves.
حتی زیاد نباید وقتمون رو تلف کنیم به این که
thinking how good we are doing.
اوه چقدر خوبم من.
Yeah, and it's just foolish to compare ourselves with other people.
احمقانه است خودمون رو با دیگران مقایسه کردن.
Because we don't know the heart.
We can't see. قلب فلانی هم نمیدونیم که چرا این کارو کرده. خداونده که میدونه چرا این اتفاق افتاد.
That's kind of the point that Paul makes.
موضوعی که پولس اینجا داره میگه. هیچ کس کسی رو بالا نبرین، خودتون رو بالا نبرید.
Yeah, we should just do our best to live right before God.
رو بهتر تلاشمون رو کنیم که امروز اونجوری که میتونیم به خداوند خدمت کنیم. بهترین تلاشمون رو بکنیم که خادم خداوند باشیم.
The steward of the mysteries of God.
اون امین رازهای خداوند باشیم اونجوری که باید باشیم.
Yeah, but I'm better. I'm
من بهترم.
Doing all these things.
من این کارهای بزرگ رو انجام میدم.
He's doing nothing.
اما فلانی هیچ کاری نمیکنه. اون رو دیدی نشسته هیچ کاری نمیکنه.
You don't know.
تو نمیدونی واقعا.
Yeah, just leave it to God.
اون چی کار میکنه.
Yeah, it's better not to worry about
خداوند و نگران کار تو کار اون نباش.
Or maybe you worry about.
یا شاید نگران اینی که
so much better.
وای فلانی چقدر از من بهتره. من چقدر کمتر برای اون دارم کار میکنم. خدمت میکنم. هیچ وقت به خوبی اون نمیتونم.
You don't know the hearts.
نمیدونی قلب خداوند. بهتره که نگران
این نفر
اون کاری که درسته خودت امروز میدونی انجام بده و هیچ وقت خودت رو با دیگری مقایسه نکن.
You want somebody to compare yourself to?
اگه میخوای کسی با خودت رو با کسی مقایسه کنی
compare yourself to Jesus Christ.
با عیسی مسیح مقایسه کن.